Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
State player on 720 WGN. It's that time of year where one of Chicago's most beloved traditions kicks off the holiday season on State Street, that great street. And that's the 109th annual Great Tree Lighting in the Walnut Room at Macy's on State Street. And joining us from the Allstate Showcase Studios to talk about today's lighting ceremony and share the rest of the holiday happenings is Macy's Andrea Schwartz. She's the VP of Media Relations. Welcome back to the program, Andrea.
Dave, I love being here every year.
Me too. I love...
Happy holidays.
It's a tradition as much as lighting the tree to me.
Yes.
Itself. And what a wild week. And I think about this, and you mentioned to me before we started, is it took 108 years for the Cubs, and we're at the 109th already of the tree lighting.
Yep. So we've been celebrating every year. And quite honestly, in tribute to the Cubs this year, our tree is Cubby blue.
I love that. That
Isn't
is fantastic.
That great?
So perfect. So perfect. And you know, you don't know. I mean, we didn't know. I mean, really didn't know until this week if we were even going to be into a game six or a game seven at all.
Right. I mean, we were all on edge and all rooting and we're celebrating now.
Well, what's odd is that, okay, we were watching baseball and I know you were at game six in Cleveland.
Yes, I was.
And I was in game five in Wrigley. And so we were literally watching baseball and we're lighting a tree this weekend.
Yes, we were talking about our interview.
Oh, right? Isn't that crazy? That just is so bizarre to me. But another amazing event today that you've pulled off, as always, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Allo Black lit the tree, which was just spectacular as always.
He's awesome. And, you know, having the store manager, Kim Groth, bring the Make-A-Wish child up along, you know,
tradition.
With Allo. Mm-hmm. And it was Harper's birthday today, and her sisters joined her. And, you know, there's just nothing better than kicking off the holidays. And this actually officially also launches our Believe campaign, where we ask people to write their letters to Santa, deposit them in our boxes at the stores. Or they can even do it online at Macy's.com/believe. This year is our ninth year of the Believe campaign. We've raised $13 million just by having our customers write a note to Santa. And this year actually celebrates our $100 million donation in total since we started working with Make-A-Wish in 2003.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporate, you know, social responsibility is so important. And you guys are just on top of that all the time. So it's great to hear that. I know you say write letters. I know they can write letters, but you can also use a little iPad and write a letter.
You can. You do it online.
Yeah. That's very cool as well. More than 2,000 ornaments, 6,000 lights, and the tone is so well set at these events because you've got the carolers. It just takes you back in time into just a nice, warm, hot, chocolatey kind of place.
That's right. It's traditional. You know what we find is that, you know, it's a generation upon generation tradition. You know, the grandmas and grandpas are bringing the grandchildren and the moms and dads are talking about their time when they were that little and being at the Walnut Room. It really is a great way to start the holiday season. And, you know, a lot of times people say, aren't you lighting the tree too early? Mm-mm. Isn't this just a little? And, you know, our tradition always has been the first Saturday in November. The only time we don't do that is if Halloween was the day before.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. No, it totally makes sense. Totally makes
Other
sense.
Other than that, we light it always the first Saturday.
But I end up going a couple times and or probably actually more than a couple times. I'm usually there for lunch by myself a few times, but I bring the bigger family. It's easier for them to get around. We do it before Thanksgiving, believe it or not, just to get a little taste of it. And then we always come back after that. But the Walnut Room is just, you know, such a classic piece of Chicago history. Anyway, and you just redid the room a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which is gorgeous. What are some of the highlights in the room this year? I mean, there's, of course, the chicken pot pie, the field special salad, which is
yes,
my favorite
all,
for 30,
all
40 years.
The oldies and goodies.
Yeah.
But then we also have a special of the day. We have scallops even. I mean, our menu is really pretty dynamite. And I have to say that if you can have a drink, we've got some great drinks. Everything from cinnamon toast, which is an apple cider drink with amaretto, eggnog brandy Alexander.
That's my favorite. Yeah, that's my
exactly.
favorite.
Exactly. Yeah. We even have a thing called spiced pear shrub. That's vodka, honey ginger shrub, peach nectar, ginger lemon.
Oh, that's nice.
It's all fun, even one poinsettia.
Well, and then you get a little collectible glass
mug
as well. And you got to do that. I mean, you got to do it early so you make sure you get one before
right.
the end of the season.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
1907 is when this historic place opened up. And also right next door to this year, the Frango Cafe, kind of serving a different purpose this year.
Yes, we are taking it to a Frango Cafe after dark. It's our bar where we'll serve small plates, and we've partnered with Koval Distillery.
Oh, yeah. Great
yep.
distillery here in Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Revolution Craft Beers, which is also based here in Chicago. It's all local, and we are so excited about that.
So it's a lounge. It's like a little cocktail lounge. So, you know, if your loved ones are shopping and dad or mom want to go take a little break and have a cocktail,
right.
they could do that and kind of walk around with their cocktail and
sure.
have a good time.
And
yeah,
you can even stop and see the tree. You know, the Frango Cafe is right next to the Great Tree, so you can't miss it. And then you can still just enjoy and relax. Also new to Macy's this year, which I do believe is going to become a tradition. So come now where you can start it. It's Mrs. Claus's Bakery.
I love that.
Which
on the
is
fifth floor.
On the fifth floor, yeah. yep. And it is a gingerbread house. And the gingerbread house just clears the top of the ceiling. It is huge. It's beautiful. And it's very close to Santa Land.
So she can be close to Santa.
Oh, of
that's important.
Course.
So they can talk to each other. They can no texting. They can just walk across the room
that's
and say hello.
Right.
But Santa's there through Christmas Eve.
Yeah, he's working all the time.
Yeah.
Now Mrs. Claus won't really always be there.
Gotcha.
But she gave us the right.
She has
to
a life
use
too.
Her name.
Gotcha. Then we have, and I cannot believe we're this close to the 50th anniversary, 49th annual holiday windows. At Macy's, and this is something you can see right through like the first or second week of January.
Absolutely. And you know, the windows this year, which is really neat, it's Reasons to Believe, and it talks, one window addresses traditions, another is family, another is love, another is Santa. I mean, it's all the great things of the holiday, and you'll actually see a Ferris wheel like we have at Navy Pier, even with a little Chicago Cubs logo.
Wow, I love that. Of course.
Yes. So we're very excited about this animation.
That's very cool. And then I was looking, too, just from a point of history, because I remember growing up seeing this guy, is Uncle Mistletoe, which was the mascot of Marshall Fields back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, is 70 years old this year. And that was kind of the answer to Rudolph. Like Montgomery Ward came up with Rudolph, and Uncle Mistletoe was a big part of your history. And there's always, what are some of the new highlights in the store itself?
So we actually have a new Nuts on Clark.
Oh,
believe
cool.
it or not,
lovely.
That
yeah.
just came in. So
yeah.
we're excited
Where's
about
that?
That. That's on the lower level.
Okay.
And we also have we've got Apple Watches. We have all of that tech stuff.
Good.
And we also have a Brookstone shop.
Oh, nice.
That's on our first floor. So we have a lot of good things in addition to our Holiday Lane, which is all holiday decor.
So in Holiday Lane, of course, you can get a ornament of the Great Clock, and I'm sure a Frango box as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we've got lots of that. And then in addition to that, we have our Holiday Arcade, which includes a Build-A-Bear workshop, Marbles the Brain Store. So, you know, there's a lot of great things for kids, and we even have trolls, of course, on the first floor.
Of course you do.
So we even have their very own plush.
But, you know, the collectible things, as we were talking about the ornaments, you can also get some Walnut Room collectibles, too, and mugs and glasses.
Yes.
And chef's and aprons and really
exactly.
cool stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're both for the adults, and we have them for kids, too.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And there's so much to see while you're this is a day trip. You spend a day there. There's so much to see in this legendary store. There's the Tiffany ceiling. Of course. And I know that the State Street store specifically has guided tours, too.
We do. In fact, they started our Visitor Services Center, which is on the lower level.
Yeah.
It is a real information center. So it has the eye like you see mm-hmm. as a tourist in any of the cities. And it really offers a lot of great opportunities to help you make your reservations at any restaurant, not just at Walnut Room and our 7 on State.
And I'm a Frango guy, too. So we've got the Frango Cafe. I know you can get Frango shakes. There's Frango pie. And then, of course, you've got the little shop where you can actually buy Frangos, actually throughout the store.
Yes, we have Frangos on
holiday
most every
limited
level.
Edition. Yeah, hot cocoa, hot Frango cocoa. Yes. It's absolutely spectacular. And, of course, in the Walnut Room, if you're making reservations, you get a little something different if you want to sit and have dinner by the tree.
Exactly. So, it is a no reservation, so it's first come, first serve.
Right.
But we have so many that are there to sit that sometimes it can take about a 3-hour wait. We have made it really great. We are in full technology. We've got a no-wait app. So
that's great.
We have our guests come to the hostess stand. The hostess stand sets you up with your app, and you actually will be texted when you should come back up. So the great thing is you can go see Santa, you can do some shopping, you can look at the holiday windows, enjoy all of that, knowing that you don't have to wait for your pager to go off and you hope it works and all that kind of thing. We will text you.
So if you know when you want to eat, get there a little earlier and get the app and get all that going, and you'll be seated in plenty of time. Of course, of course. Just a little reminiscing, I do remember going since probably I was 8 or 9 years old, and it would always be, my grandfather always picked this, but it would be with the grandparents and my parents, and we would go after school on a Friday afternoon, and we would be patiently waiting because he wanted to sit in the same table.
Oh.
Now, that's really pushing it, but this is back in the 70s I'm talking about. But it was the one that was literally in front of the tree, in front of the entrance, and we would wait, and it didn't matter. We were going to eat in front of that tree, but us kids got to walk around the store, and we got to go shop the toy department, and I remember also shopping the record department inside of Marshall Fields. I think I might have bought some of my, like a Journey album from Marshall Fields. It might have a sticker still on that album, but lots of history there for so many millions, really, of Chicago families.
There is. Yeah. There is. I mean, we've even had, an actual post office there. We've had an employee doctor there, that was back in the day before we had urgent care and all those good things.
Well, there's a lot of great history on the 7th floor also that you can actually walk through and see some really classic vintage pictures of the early days of Marshall Fields.
Oh, yes. Please take time to see that.
Yeah.
While the kids are shopping for their at their Marbles Brain store, you can
There you go.
You can look at
check
that.
Out some history.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a full listing of holiday hours for the store itself and for the Walnut Room itself can be found online at visitmacyschicago.com.
Exactly. So, it's real easy to find our hours. Just Google us and that'll be there. And of course, we have extended hours, as the holiday season continues to progress. So we're open a lot.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Such a tradition. And as always, Andrea, it is a pleasure having you here.
Oh, Dave, and we love having you and your family with us.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
All right. It's 720 WGN.